I love the way God just confirms things, kind of put a smile on your face to let you know, I actually heard you. And I listen. That just makes it so good. Before I get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And I just say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I commit this service to you right now, Father. I commit myself to you right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move up and down the aisles, in and out of the seats, Father God, through your people. Use me. I am a willing, empty vessel. Fill me for what you want your people to hear, Father. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You know, the past few weeks or past few months, you know, Oasis just been getting attacked. And it's, you know, started at the head and just different pockets of people in the church at different times, same time, and what have you. You know, last year, pastors had said that it was going to be a great explosion of blessings this year in 2019, and it's happening just one thing after another with the water line at church here. We can move back to the sanctuary, you know, soon, our beautiful sanctuary, you know, the pastors with their health and different things. But one thing that the enemy didn't realize, he's so stupid, when he thought they were down, see, that just gave them more time with the Lord. That just gave them more time in the Word. That just gave them more time to put on their armor. That gave them more time to fill up, to come back with a comeback. And the enemy is underneath our feet. Our foot is on his neck. We're going to do that. What was that? Who was that? With the chicken. The chicken run around like he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. He's dead, but he don't know it. He's defeated, and he don't realize it. He's a defeated foe. That was you, Miss Jen, right, with the chicken. Who was with the chicken? Patty, with the chicken. Oh, my gosh, the chicken. I just love that. The devil is a chicken running around with his head cut off. Don't realize he's dead. But during that time, our pastors was out, like they were saying too, we, as the church body, we all stepped up in different capacities doing whatever needs to be done. He thought the church will just, but not Oasis.
No.
Not Oasis. Not Oasis. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless God through the storm. And we're getting ready to see the manifestation of it. We're getting ready to see the manifestation of it. We're getting ready to see the manifestation of it. The greater, the explosion. I'm ready. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all. But as for me and my house, hallelujah, we are ready. I heard Stephen Furtick say this. There is a purpose that is greater. There is a plan that is bigger. Zoom out. Pastor, you're a photographer. You zoom in to get a closer. You zoom out to get a better view. There is a purpose that is greater. There is a plan that is bigger. Zoom out. Zoom out, people. God's got something good for us in 2019. Got something good for us in 2019, and I am so excited. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, that has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm teaching on. But this is some notes that God, when I was at work today, and I took my book with me and said, okay, because I typed everything up this time instead of writing, but I took my book just in case he gave me something, and I'm glad I did, because I took my book, wrote it down, and what have you. So praise be to God for that. But the title of my message is So Be It. So Be It. Amen. And the base scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I'm going to read that in a few different versions. The NIV version. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. King James Version. For all of the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. Easy to read version. The yes to all of God's promises is in Christ. That is why we say amen through Christ to the glory of God. This scripture, you know, we always say the promise of God are yea and amen, but have we thought about it? We just say it, lip action, but have we really thought about what this scripture truly means? New Living Translation. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. The Message Version, verses 20 through 22. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, that is what we preach and pray, the great amen. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what is destined to complete. His promises will be fulfilled. Yeah. They're destined to be complete. His promises are yes in him through Christ, and we got to put the amen to it, which is so be it.
That's right.
His promises are yes in him through Christ. We put the amen to it. That's coming into agreement with what he has said and walking in it. That's where that faith comes into that agreement with what God has already promised us. And there are so many promises in this Bible, so many. But he said it, his yes, our amen, so be it.
Amen.
That's what I'm getting out of this. Okay, I just said that. Okay. The promises of God are yes because he said it. And we have to have faith and agree with it, along with by receiving it by saying, amen, so be it, or it is so. That releases the promises in our lives. When the angel appeared to Mary and telling her all of that, she's going to have this baby. Don't even know a man, okay? But she's going to have this baby. Once she finally came out of shock, or what have, that's Wonder's version. You know, and she's like, okay, you know what? So be it unto me according to your word. He said it was already yes. But when she said, so be it unto me according to your word, the word that he spoke, that she was going to have a child without knowing a man, she said, so be it. At that moment, her faith kicked in. She became pregnant. At that moment, her faith kicked in. She became pregnant. At that moment that your faith kicks in, you're going to become pregnant with whatever that God has promised you. And therefore, if you're pregnant with something, it's got to come out. You have to give birth to it. Where's your faith? Where's your so be it unto me according to your word? Where is your so be it? Where is your amen? Where is your it is so? That's where we have got to come into agreement, our amen. When we be careful what we say amen to.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. That's
everybody
right.
Ain't saying God's word.
That's right. All right. That's right.
So don't be so quick to say amen. Because amen, you're saying so be it. It is so. Do you really want to be so what somebody just said? Do you want to be so in your life? Just saying. Okay. Hallelujah. Promise, the meaning of it. Declaration or assurance that one would do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. Assure someone that one would definitely do, give, or arrange something, undertake, or declare that something will happen. A declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. A legal binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. A legal term. It's a legal right. God promised it. He promised it. Now, the promises that I believe that God has given me this evening to share with y'all are these. He loves you. He would never leave you nor forsake you. He has great things in store for you. You are not and you were not a mistake. He wants to bless you. After we confess our sins, he forgives and forgets. He has a place prepared for you. Amen. He is coming back.
Yes.
I do believe these are the 6 points that God wanted me to bring out. Even if it's not for you, it's for me. Because I got blessed doing my research, looking up the scriptures to back these promises that he said. There's a lot of scriptures to back a lot of these promises. I have a few for each one of them. 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, just a few. For each one of them. Glory to God. He loves you. We seem to forget sometimes that God really, truly loves us. Loves us on a different level than we can ever imagine. As a mother, I love my children. But God loves me a gazillion times more than I could ever love my children. And I can't imagine that. How can he love me more than I love my own children? But I'm his child. I'm his child. But we've seen unconditional love. He loved us when we were a mess. He loved us when we didn't really love him, when we didn't know him. He loved us. He loved us enough to turn his back on his son when he sent him here. Because he turned his back on Jesus. Because Jesus took all that mess, all the sin, all of the sickness, all the disease. He took all of that on the cross. And God couldn't look at that. So God turned his back on Jesus and toward us. Because he loves us that much. He loves us that much. He loves us. Regardless of the decisions that we have made that have gone against his word, he loves you. And some people need to hear that because they truly don't believe that God loves them. He loves you. No matter what you have done, he loves you. Glory to God. Romans 8. 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He loves us. Nothing can separate his love that he has for us. He loves us. Isaiah 54:10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you would not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. That's the NIV version. The Living Bible states, for the mountains may depart and the hills disappear, but my kindness shall not leave you. My promise of peace for you would never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy upon you. He loves you. He loves me. He loves me. He loves you. Yeah. And when reading this, you know, when I was studying, I'm like, you do love me. I never thought I would be here. This 17-year-old teenager who became a mom at 17. Two kids by the time I was 21 and not married. I never thought it would be me because I didn't think God loved me that enough because of I put him in the same category as man, and he is not.
Amen.
I put him in the same category as my father, my earthly father, and he is not. You know, just the last few years or so when I truly understand who I am in him. And that is such a beautiful thing. Because nobody else truly matters. Because if I please him, y'all would be okay. All right, glory. It took me a while to get there. It took me a while to get there. Glory to God. His next promise he wanted me to share, he would never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:9 in the Common English. I've commanded you to be brave and strong, haven't I? Don't be alarmed or terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Psalms 9:9-10 in the Living Bible. All who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. All those who know your mercy, Lord, will count on you for help, for you have never yet forsaken those who trust in you. Hallelujah. Psalms 23:4 in the Living Bible. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. So no matter what you may be going through that seems like it's a valley of death, God's got you because you're going through. Don't stop. Don't make a tent, a fire. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. You're going through. Like I've said before and others have said, peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. Keep walking. You're going through. Keep walking. Deuteronomy 31:8 in the Living Bible. Don't be afraid, for the Lord will go before you and will be with you. He will not fail nor forsake you. When I read that, don't be afraid. The Lord would go before you. So he's walking ahead of me. But not only is he walking ahead of me, preparing this path as I'm walking through this valley, but he's also right here beside me. So he's gone before me, but he's walking beside me. Okay, y'all don't get this, do you?
Come on.
He's gone before you, but he's walking beside you. He's gone before you to prepare the way so you won't hurt your feet when you're walking through. You may stumble a little bit, but he got you.
Yeah.
He's prepared the way, but he's right there beside you. He's got you, and you're healed. You're healed. That's gone. He's gone, but he's gone. He's gone before you. I told you an explosion. He's gone before you, but he's right there beside you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good, good father. He's a good daddy. He's a good daddy. Whew. Isaiah 41:10, an easy to read version. Don't worry. I am with you. Don't be afraid. I am your God. I will make you strong and help you. I will support you with my right hand that brings victory. You got this. You and God the majority. You got this. Glory to God. He has great things in store for you. You were not a mistake, and you are not a mistake. And this is one I struggle with personally. I struggle with this one as far as thinking I was a mistake. We are not a mistake. I am not a mistake. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Whew. Psalms 37:4. Be delighted with the Lord, then he will give you all your heart's desires. Psalms 139:13-18. I'm going to read this in the Living Bible, then I want to read the Message translation of this, because that got me. The Living Bible. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You were there when I was being formed in the utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born. And scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I waken in the morning, you are still thinking of me. You are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. And the Message Bible, whoo, glory. I said that wasn't going to happen. God is good. He's so good. Whoo. Okay. 139:13. Oh, yes. You shaped me first, inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, High God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day. He has great things in store for us. We are not a mistake. We are not a mistake. Glory to God. He wants to bless us, is the other promise. Psalms 139:1-8. I think it's 139. 1-8 in the Living Bible. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit or stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am, and you know that what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow and place your hand on the blessing on my head. So he's in front, he's in back, and he's beside with his hand on you. Picture that. Your daddy got you. He got you. Glory to God. John 10:10 in the Living Bible. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. He wants to bless you. In the Common English version of that scripture, the thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they could have life indeed, so that they could live life to the fullest. See, he came to Oasis to steal, kill, and destroy when he thought he was taking our pastors out. When he thought he was trying to take out some of the members of Oasis, he thought he did think wrong. But we finna get some fullness up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Philippians 1:9 in the Living Bible. My prayer for you is that you will overflow more and more with love for others. And at the same time, keep on growing in spiritual knowledge and insight. That's a blessing. 2 Chronicles 7:14 in the Living Bible. Then if my people, Christians, will humble themselves and pray and search for me, God, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. That's a promise.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
But we have a part to do.
Right.
And the next promise, I do believe he wanted me to bring out, was after we confess our sins, he forgives and forgets. Unlike us, we'll forgive, but we may not forget. But the Bible does say it tells us to forgive. The Bible don't tell us to forget, but we shouldn't hold that against a person. Because if we forget, we may let them do it to us again. Exercise wisdom. But God forgives and forgets. Glory to God. Romans 10:9. For if you tell others with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be dependent on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. Isaiah 43:25. I alone am he who blots away your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. We're the ones that bring them back up. And God's like, what you talking about? I don't remember that. We've got to stop bringing up stuff. From the past. Glory to God. Let stuff go. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Let it go. None of us are perfect. We've all done some things that we're not proud of. We've made mistakes, bad decisions. Let it go. God, as long as you've confessed it to your Father, and you've made that legal U-turn, repentance, true repentance, you're good.
Yes.
You're good.
Amen.
True repentance, that legal U-turn. You're good. Let it go. Hebrews 10:14-18. For by that one offering, he made forever perfect in the sight of God all those whom he is making holy. And the Holy Spirit testifies that this is so. For he has said, this is the agreement I will make with the people of Israel. Though they broke their first agreement, I will write my laws into their minds so that they will always know my will. And I will put my laws in their hearts so they will want to obey them. And then he adds, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. Now when sins have once been forgiven, forever forgiven and forgotten, there is no need to offer more sacrifices to get rid of them. Jesus was our ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
So stop bringing them up, Wanda. Glory to God. He was the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm coming to a close. He has a place prepared for you. He is coming back. Like in the song that Patty and I was singing, he's coming back again. He's coming back soon. John 4:14, but the water I give them, he said, becomes a perpetual spring within them, watering them forever with eternal life. John 10:28, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them away from me. As much as the enemy may try, he can't unless we willingly give ourselves to him. And God has, God loves us enough to give us free will. But we can make up our minds whether we want to follow him or not. He gives us free will. He loves us enough to give us free will. Glory to God. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 14:2-3. There are many homes up there where my Father lives, and I'm going to prepare them for your coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you, so that you can always be with me where I am. If this wasn't so, I would tell you plainly. In other words, Jesus ain't got time to be lying to us. If it ain't true, he wouldn't have said it, because he speaks no lies. He wouldn't have said, there are so many promises in the Bible for different areas in our lives, but I truly believe that these were the ones that God wanted me to bring out for us here tonight. And for anyone that may listen later, I just really feel like these are the ones that he wanted me to point out, you know, for his people, including me. It was enlightening for me, revelation stuff for me, some purging for me. And I needed to be reminded that he loves me regardless, in spite of my shortcomings and my not so good decisions that went against his word. You know, I need to be reminded he loves me. And I truly hope that this message has brought some peace in different areas in your life, that he truly does love you. He wants to bless you. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You are not a mistake. And he loves us. We just need to do our part just by believing him. By believing our God, believing our Father, and taking him at his word, his written word in the Bible, which is our source of truth. That is our source of truth. So we just need to say, so be it unto me, Lord. So be it unto me. Thank y'all.